Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Lamed Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view a marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the Tosfos that is the first Dibur HaMaschil on Daf Lamed Ches, Mar Zutra Kovasudose Olei. This was a reference to a Meichel, a food called Kuba the Ara, that was flour and water poured into a type of a crevice or a depression made on the inside wall of a stove. We're dealing with stoves that were made of earthenware, so that this type of hole could be fashioned, or as I say, depression into which the flour and water could be poured. So the bracha that the Gemara suggested for this was borei minei mezonos. However, marzutra was kaveh suda on this, meaning that it basically was the centerpiece, or it formed the basis of his meal. So Tosfos here says, and as a result, he made a hamotzi lechem min aretz brocha and a birchas hamazon at the end. The Tosfos marzutra kovas dosei olei v'chein nailish I kovas dosei olei mevorchen olea hamotzi. The reference to nailish was mentioned in the previous Tosfos as well, as part of our daf lamed zayin shir. Where we have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos text, and you can align this with the arrow above it, where Tosfos discussed it. And in fact, he mentioned that on Nailish we don't make a hamotzi because it's not really bread, but if you're koveh suda on it, like they did on Purim, then you would make hamotzi, and that's what Tosfos is pointing out here as well. That similarly with the Nailish, I kova sudose olei mevorchen el hamotzi, v'chein tzivo haram bepurim. And the Ram said also regarding Purim, on Purim, shekoven sudosen olei levorch hamotzi, but past chila, the Ram took a more conservative approach to the matter and said, you know, best thing to do is to make your birchas hamotzi on regular bread, kedei lefotron mi brocha, in order to exempt the Nailish from its bracha, by making the bracha on the bread, so that will include the nailish. Shehoya mesupik yavi kivi usayhu kivi us olo. The Ram was mesupik as to whether being kivea suda on that is considered a real kivi us. A similar sentiment we saw echoed in the Gemara a couple tapim ago with regard to the significance of wine, insofar that it's misad soyed and also as a basis of simcha, which was something that was above bread in quality, we'll say. And yet the Gemara was hesitant to saying that you would make a birchas hamazon over wine, even if you were kaveh suda on it, because it's not clear that such a kvius is considered a kvius. And there the Gemara said, we'll wait for Elio to establish that matter. Here, with regard to the Nailish, the Ram is in doubt whether that would be a real kvius, a real establishing of a meal based on something like that, like the Nailish, and therefore best is to make the hamotzi on bread. This suffix can be extended to other matters as well, things like noodles, which are essentially flour and water, but yet they are they're prepared in a way that's not like bread, and hence the same question could arise. The next choice is Hai Dufsha de Tamri Mivorchen Aleya Shehakol. The Gemara had said that making a bracha on the bracha made over date honey, even though it comes from dates, which is borei pri ha'etz, a fruit, nevertheless the beverage or the liquid that oozes from it, that's produced from it, gets a shehakol bracha. And Tosfos says, v'chein mashkin mikol minei peros, The same is true with regard to all fruit juices, bar mi tirosh v'yitzar, with the exception of tirosh is grape juice or wine, and yitzar, olive oil. Kinamrina gabi orla, as is stated in the context of orla. And in the realm of orla, so the yitzar of orla applies to the fruits themselves, and the fruit juice is not necessarily the same halacha. That is an orla topic. Ulafuke me halachas gedolos shepiresh, and to the exclusion of the halachas gedolos, that explains the mairi, that the case of the dufsha de tamri, that shehakol is made, is, you know why? Shenosin l'soichen mayim v'sheich mayim, because water was added to it, so that the presence of the water alters the bracha. According to the halachas gedolos, it would then seem that pure date honey might in fact have a bracha of beri pri eitz. What's interesting to note, but this is beyond the realm of our Tosfos shiur, is that in the case of date honey, there's a question could be asked, but specific to date honey, is that why is the bracha going to be borei when the Torah, when it refers to dates, it doesn't call it dates. It doesn't refer to them as tomorrow. The Torah refers to dates by the term dvash. The pasuk in the Shiva Minim, it refers to chita sera, gefen, teino, rimon, and says zeis shemen and udvash. And dvash is in fact a reference to dates. And you would think that when the Torah makes reference to it as dvash, as honey, essentially, why would you not say that dates are that date honey is really the ultimate form of that particular fruit, and hence the date honey should be bori pri eitz? But as I say, that's a question that's worth looking into. It's a curiosity. Nevertheless, we have what our Gemara says, that date honey is shehakol, and with the exclusion of the halachas gedolos, which seems to say that only because water was added does the Gemara say shehakol, giving a little room for the svara that we were just raising based on the fact that Torah calls it dvash. Continuing in the Tosfos, v'shechar didan, a very, very interesting point here. Shechar is beer that's made, that the basis of the beer, of our beer, is barley. Afagav d'shemo yesh ben kezayis b'chtei achiles pras, even though in drinking a mug of beer, you might be consuming a kezayis, an olive quantity of grain stuffs within the amount of time called achilas pras, which is, let's say, around 4 minutes. If you were to spend time drinking a beer over the course of 4 minutes, you would, in fact, possibly consume a kezayis b'chilas pras of a grain substance. Lo mevorchin olav borei minei mezonos. You're not going to make a borei minei mezonos bracha over beer. Elo shehakol. That shehakol is the bracha for beer. The afilu l'rav u'shmuel d'amri, even according to Rav and Shmuel that say, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh esaminim mevorchin olav borei minei mezonos, their rule that we saw a couple of dapim ago, that anything that has in it any of the five varieties of grain demands a borei minei mezonos. Hocha, in the case of the beer, lo have behu mamish sorim. You don't have actual barley in what you are drinking. The ein shechar ela taimo be'alma. The beer is essentially a barley taste, a grain taste. The oid mishum sheyesh bo iluyo achrino bepas. And another svora, that it will not get a borei minei mezonos, but rather it's knocked down to a shehakol brachos, because it has a future elevation, a future improvement, significance in the form of it being made into bread. So, and this is a svara we've seen before in our perek, that when something has a higher level use or a higher level product could be made from it. So in its lower stage, it would get a shehakol. And number three, v'oid b'shtiya oimer shehakol. When you're drinking something, it's a drink. It's not borei mine mazonos. So as shtiya, it doesn't deserve or doesn't warrant a borei mine mazonos. Let it be said that there's the Tosfos later, Dibur Masa v'ha tnan, will also touch on the topic of the bracha on beer. The next Tosfos refers to a Tanaic source that was cited in the Gemara regarding the shesisa, where we saw that shesisa could be prepared on Shabbos, and shesisa was an item, a product, where kemach kloyos, it's flour from roasted grains, were mixed with honey, and a liquid form of this was presented in a Tanaic source that could be stirred on Shabbos. And this was raised by Rav Yosef as a question on the description of a loose shesisa as being for refuah purposes. Now, this source began with the expression v'shoven, meaning, and they agree. So Tosfos says, v'shoven, sheboreshin, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. They agree. Now, they had been arguing, pligi gabi noisein mayim l'socha mursan. They had a machlokas concerning adding water to bran on Shabbos. The ubeklisha mairi, klisha means it's a thin, liquidy substance. Midiktoni ubochashin, from the fact that it says stir. Velokotoni loshen gibel, and it doesn't use the expression kneading. The hochi daikinon hosam, and thusly it's inferred over there in Shabbos. So the source was brought in as a kasha on Rav's pshat. Or Rav Chisda's pshat, more accurately, Rav Chisda's pshat, who said that Rav's shehakol was set on a liquidy shesisa, that it was for refuah purposes. And if you can prepare it on Shabbos, apparently it's not for refuah, as the Gemara had asked. Of course, the Gemara then went on to explain that that is not a kasha. The next choice is v'isak v'daitich l'refuah avdilei. Before Bashabas Mishari, this Tosfos is continuing the with the question of Rav Yosef. If it was as Rav Chisda suggested that the shesisa is for refuah, you wouldn't be allowed to make it on Shabbos. The sover the kevon sheikoro l'refuah, since the main use of a liquidy shesisa is for medicinal purposes, v'ein regilus lasoso l'tzarach achila, and it's not normal to make it as just a prepared beverage, osur b'Shabbos. That was the basis of the question, that it should be osur to prepare it on Shabbos, if it were in fact like it was claimed by Rav Chisda, that it was for refuah purposes. The next Tosfos is part of the of what the Gemara was answering, v'ha tnan kol ha'ochlin, and we saw there Abaye explained that there is no problem in preparing the shesisa on Shabbos, even though it may be used as a relief for someone's discomfort. In fact, all food items a person is allowed to consume for refuah purpose, improvement of a feeling of amelioration on Shabbos. And Tosfos here on that says, V'hotanan kol ha'ochlin, the mashma, midenokat kol ha'ochlin, from the fact that the Tanaic source that the Gemara quoted began with the expression kol ha'ochlin, the afilu she'ikoro l'refuah, even if the main purpose of that particular food item is for medicinal relief, kevon shiroi lachila, since it's fit for eating as a dish, as a food item, shapir domi, that it's okay. And so that the source that Abai was quoting was a response to the issue of the shasisa, that even if its main purpose is for refuah, it nevertheless is okay because it has the potential, it's something that people would or could consume as a food item. Midenokat kol, once again from the fact that it began, the source began with this inclusive expression. Umasik ha-Gemara, and then the Gemara concluded, Utsricha d'Rav u'Shmuel, we need Rav and Shmuel's teaching, particularly Rav's teaching, who focused on the shahakol, on the liquid ishasisa, which was of a medicinal value. D'pshito l'masnisin d'shori b'Shabbos, it's clear to the source that it's allowed to be prepared on Shabbos. Kevon she'oimed, or it's mutter to, certainly to eat it on Shabbos, to consume it on Shabbos. Kevon she'oimed le'achila, afal gav, we're using the Bach's girsa in reading this Tosfos. Says we kevon she'oimed le'achila, afal gav the ikoro le'refuah, even though its main purpose is of a medicinal nature. Avol the Rav u'Shmuel ashminin, what the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us is that it's mutter from the refuah standpoint to consume it on Shabbos. What does Rav and Shmuel add? The Rav u'Shmuel ashminin the lo neima, one should not say even the korul refuah lo livruchale klal, since its main purpose is for relief, as for medicinal value, don't make a bracha. So they reveal to us that since you benefit in and enjoy it, it needs a bracha. But nevertheless, the bracha that you make on it is merely shehakol. It's made for not for satisfaction as a standard food item would be, but rather it's a beverage. It's for drinking. V'im kein kol dover sheyesh bo mechamishas aminim v'eino osu lisod ki in lishtos. Therefore, anything that's made from has a grain base to it, and it's not made for creating satisfaction, but just to serve as a drink, can go in sheichor v'chayotzei bo, like beer and other like substances. Mevorech shehakol. The Shehakol Bracha is recited, and the emphasis once again is even though it's grain based. Uchai Gavna Posak Baal Halachas Gedolus, and the Behag also paskins like that. The Hilchasa Shesisa Ovam Mevorach Bori Mini Mazonus, and the this Hilchasa is from the Behag that rules that a thick Shesisa you make a Bori Mini Mazonus, Klishta a liquidy one. Mevorech Shehakol. The Afal Pi Shilurfu Nasis, even though it's made for this liquidy Shesisa, is for Rufu Hechot Is Lehano Mine Mevorech, where you have pleasure from it, you shall make a Brocha. So we saw in this Tosfos, like we saw earlier, something that is for drinking, even though it's grain-based, it gets a shehakol. We continue now with the places at the top of Omid Beis. The Hilchasa, Hamotzi. The Gemara had been discussing the text of the Hamotzi Brocha and mentioned that Motzi Lechem in Arts, everyone would agree, is a reasonable or a good text because it conveys a past tense form of speech. Motzi, that the we'd be blessing the Almighty who had brought forth bread from the ground, and that's the way a Brocha should be made, with a past tense form of speech. However, the Gemara rules that Hamotzi is the text to use, even though Hamotzi was a machloikis in the Gemara. The Afalpi Tosfos says the Afalpi de Bemotzi, even though the Motzi expression Kuleyama lo pligi de Apik mashma, everyone would agree that Apik is a Loshen Ovar, a past tense. even though it has that connotation, nevertheless, we're going to go with the more controversial text of Hamotzi. Ubayushalmi Meforish Taima, the Yushalmi explains why we're choosing Hamotzi, Kedeshilo La'aref Ha'oisiyos, so as to avoid a fusing together of letters. Kagon Ha'olam Moitzi, where we say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Notice the mem at the end of the word Ha'olam, and if the next word were to be Moitzi, it would pose a problem of sounding like one word. So by adding the hey, you're forcing a differentiation to be made and a distinction in words Ha'olam, and then Ha Moitzi. The Afagav, even though, ironically, in the same pasuk we say, what do we say? We say Hamotzi Lechem Min. Notice the mems are back to back in this phrase. Even though the Belechem Min Nami Ikol Iruv, there is a fusing or mixing together of the letters, the same letters, and yet we accept that, we tolerate it. It's part of the text. Shiny Hasam, that is different. The Kro Ksiv. What can you do? You know, it's a pasuk says that, so we're not going to be better than the pasuk. In other words, it's not something up to our formulation. There's already a verse that says this. It says in the pasuk, noticing the words lechem min, the alkane, and since there is this pasuk, there is a custom that Tosus mentions, Yesh Lifzo B'Shtei Yodov, that one should make the Hamotzi by having his 10 fingers placed on the bread. That's Yesh Lifzo B'Shtei Yodov B'Eser Ezbosa. Literally, it's to break the bread, to pull the bread apart using your 10 fingers. Neged Eser Oisio Tevois Shebemikrozer. In this Pasuk from Tehillim, chapter 104, Kuf Dalet, the pasuk that we read, Matzmiya Chotzya, there are 10 words in that. So the 10 fingers correspond to the 10 words in the pasuk, which features the Almighty's bringing forth of bread from the earth. The next Tosis, Midiktoni Yerokos Dumya Depas, the Gemara got onto the topic of cooked vegetables, and how do we know to discuss cooked, meaning the vegetables underwent a change through fire, because it's taught in the same context, and when you look at the Mishnah text, as bread. In other words, on the heels, coming off the discussion of bread, the Mishnah went on to speak about the Yerokos. And in fact, it said Ve'al HaYerokos Omer. That maybe the intention of the Gemara is to say that the Vav of Ve'al HaYerokos sort of connects the letter Vav has a connecting power to it, so it connects the topic of Yerokos to the bread, which was mentioned just before. And the main point of the Gemara was that the Yerokos, the vegetables under discussion or mentioned in the Mishnah, are in fact cooked vegetables, and they're going to get a Borei Pri Ha'Adama. And we knew that because bread was mentioned just before, which also is something baked that went through we'll call it a fiery experience. So the Tosfos says, "Nitoni Yerokos Dumya Depas, Lo Havi Yerokos Dumya Depas." One shouldn't think that Yerokos are literally similar to bread. Share Pas Ishtini Leluya. The bread is a case of the grains having originally been also pre Haaretz, but underwent a change for the better, an improvement. The Yesh Yerokos Shein Mishtanis Luya, and as opposed to the vegetables, where by being cooked they don't improve, they don't go up a notch. Maybe it's a changed taste or a changed consistency, but it's not considered an improvement, which is the case by bread when it goes from flour to a bread form. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Yerokos Dumya Depas? If this significant difference exists, what do you mean that Yerokos are similar to bread? Ela Klomar, the point of the Gemara is to suggest or to say Ma Hapas Ein Bishul Migareya Es Habrocha. The point is, just like by bread, the fact that it goes through a baking process, it goes through a heat exposure, the Bishul, the bread that is cooked doesn't ruin the bracha. You could still end up saying Hamotzi over it. Afirokos nami b'milsayu kaimi. The vegetables as well retain their identity, and they velo migarei aluhu abishul. The cooking doesn't knock it down. So that according to the Tosfos, if we take it literally, it's ma'apas ein bishul migareas habrocha, that if you took some bread and it were cooked, of course, assuming it remains intact and you can still see that it's bread, it doesn't lower the brocha. So to vegetables that are cooked, the brocha is not lowered. The Gemara continues. The next Tosfos, Mishkachas lo betumi v'karsi. This is an example that was cited in the Gemara of cooking actually reducing their desirability, and hence that would be an example of something that, as raw tumi v'karsi, they would get a bori pri adama, and as a result of the cooking, they will get a shehakol. So tumi v'karsi. Tumi, as even though we hesitate very often, we hesitate offering translations of plants and animals in our Gemara markings program, nevertheless, sometimes we go out on a limb and suggest what might be a translation. Tumi might very well be a reference to garlic, and karsi is some type of cress or a leafy type of green vegetable. So we Tosfos asks the im tom of arei nirele naim da bishul mashbichon, that when you use these vegetables tumi and karsi in cooking, there is an improvement. That we see there's an improvement. So how can the Gemara say that it's an example of a devaluing of it or depreciation of it? Of those vegetables. So Tosfos answers, "V'yesh lomer dahainu b'shvil habosar v'amelech shebesoichon." Yeah, there's an improvement when you take the tumi and karsi and cook it together with meat and seasonings and salt, so it all tastes better. But if you were just to take a isolated tumi, or let's take garlic cloves and cook them in water, that would not be considered an improvement. The nirin hadvorim shekol davreshu kol kach toiv mevushol kemo chai v'chai kemo mevushol. It would then appear that anything that is equally good cooked as well as raw, or raw as well as cooked, kemo mine kitnios v'chein tapuchim, things like different legumes and apples, yesh lohen brocha rishona, they have a first brocha, shekol kach shovin mevusholin kemo chayim. They'll have their original brocha rishona, which if a tapuchim, let's say apples, whether they're cooked or raw, of course if they're raw you'll say bori preitz, but if they're cooked as well, umitamzem mevorchino nami al hayayin mevushal bori preogafen, and therefore on wine that has gone through a cooking process, that does not it doesn't decrease the bracha significance, and it gets its original, it gets its high level bori priya gefen bracha. Shekol kach hu toiv achar abishul kemo kodem lochein. The quality of the wine is, we'll say, just as good. Hopefully, this doesn't run counter to the opinion of connoisseurs. But Tosfos is saying that it's shekol kach hu tov achar abishul kemo kodem abishul is. For the rank and file population, it's just as good cooked as if it's not cooked. V'kora v'silka, kruv, these are other kinds of vegetation. V'chayotze bohen, sh'toyven yosem v'vusholin mechayim, these are examples of things that are better cooked than raw. Without, again, committing ourselves to translations, but kora, silka, and kruv might include in them things like pumpkin and beets and kruv, which some in modern Hebrew kruv is taken to mean cabbage. These are examples of vegetables that are better when they're cooked than raw. Kishehen chayin mevorchen alein shehakol. If one were to take, let's say, raw pumpkin and eat it, he would make only a shehakol. Umevusholin bori priadoma, and when cooked, then it gets its special higher level bracha of bor, its design bracha. And that's because the food is designed to be cooked, and then, and only then you're eating it in its, in its true form. V'chein oison armonios v'chavushim she'en ruyim lochlon chayin kamo mivushalin. And similarly with these other kinds of vegetations, which, once again, and we've said this many times in the past, that there are modern Hebrew equivalents of these words, and whether or not they represent the authentic explanation, this is something that we leave as an open issue. But at the risk of offering a translation, the armonios in modern Hebrew, if I'm not mistaken, is a reference to chestnuts, and chavushim is something that we call quinces, that they are not edible raw. Shein ruyim lochlom chayin kamo mivushalim, as they are fit when cooked. So b'tchila mevorchan aleim shakol, if you eat them before they're cooked, you would make a shakol mivushalim bori priyo eitz. You would make a bori priyo eitz on these armonios and chavushim, which are from trees. But you will make the bori priyo eitz, its special designed bracha, only after it's been cooked, or in the case of chestnuts, roasted. Ach oisin armonios shikorin lumibardash. There's a special kind of armonios that's known as lumivardash. Mevorech alehem borei pri ha'etz, afilu b'tchila. You will get a borei pri ha'etz even raw. Apparently, they are edible and desirable in the raw state. The chol dover hamiskalke b'bishulo, those food items that get ruined in their cooking, kagon tumi v'karsi v'chesven, like we discussed earlier, the tumi v'karsi, kishen chayin mevorech alehem borei pri ha'adoma, only when they're raw will they get the higher level specialized borei pri ha'adoma bracha, umuvushalim shahakol, and when cooked they will get the shahakol bracha, the more general, less specific bracha. Kach nira l'rabbeinu Yehuda, this is what appears to the Rabbeinu Yehuda. In other words, everything we've said till now conforms to his approach. Umiu Rav Alfis Posak Bishlokois, with regard to boiled vegetables, afagav di ishtin agriusa ayade bishulan, even though there is a lowering of value, of quality, of desirability when they're cooked, nevertheless, according to the Rabbeinu Alfis, the Rif, gam kein omer borei pri ha'adoma, there will be a borei pri ha'adoma k'rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman in our Gemara, diomar shlokus mevorchan aleim borei pri ha'adoma. That Rav Nachman said, you say a borei pri ha'adoma, and you'll ask, well, why would you go like Rav Nachman? Well, the Reb Chiya bar Abba koi kavosei. Reb Chiya bar Abba was a major authority, as you can see later in our Gemara, the Gemara that we learned already, later on the daf, on the Omid, is holds like Rav Nachman. Ubechol shlokus mairi Reb Chiya bar Abba, af b'oisen de mishtan de griusa. And with regard to all boiled vegetables, Reb Chiya bar Abba maintained his position that they will get a borei pri ha'adoma. And how do you know that Reb Chiya bar Abba holds thusly, that it's a rule across the boards, even those that their value is diminished through cooking? Midapolig luhu gemara ahadodi Reb Chiya bar Abba v'Reb Binyamin bar Yefes, from the fact that the Gemara pits off Reb Chiya bar Abba opposite Reb Binyamin bar Yefes, who had said shlokas get a shahakol, and there would have been a very easy resolution to simply say that Reb Binyamin bar Yefes is referring to those that diminish in value, and Reb Chiya bar Abba refers to those that don't diminish in value. But the Gemara did not offer this resolution. So it must be that they're arguing across the boards under all circumstances. And it comes out then, Reb Chiya bar Abba, who says, on shlokas you get a borei pri ha'adoma, is across the boards, and that will match Rav Nachman, who said shlokos are going to get a borei pri ha'adoma, and across the boards. It could be added that this distinction that's made between them is something that when we saw the Gemara attempt to make a distinction before, when Rav Chisda was presented in the Gemara, and in other words, when Rav Chisda tried to resolve the two, he did it that way, but we don't find that happening in the Gemara under Rav Nachman's presentation. So it's concluded by the riff as a result of putting together these different shitas, that of Rav Nachman plus Rav Chiya bar Abba, he comes out with a shita against that of Rav Yehuda, that the riff holding, we don't pay attention to the change in quality that vegetables go through in cooking. They will always get a borei pri ha'adama. And Rav Yehuda, he did place a premium on the change aspect of things. And of course, the Rabbeinu Yehuda was based on the Gemara that was featured earlier on the Amid, which did make this distinction. Namely, he was based on Rav Chisda. The egos mitugon bidvash, egos is often translated as a nut that's roasted or fried in honey. Mevorech olav borei pri ha'etz, the egos ikur. Even though it's mixed with honey that would have a shehakol, nevertheless, the main ingredient there in a honey roasted nut is the nut, and that's borei pri ha'etz. The Gemara had mentioned that Rav Chiya bar Abba was considered a higher level authority than Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, and amongst the different qualities of Rav Chiya bar Abba, it was mentioned that every 30 days he goes over his learning in the presence of Rav Yochanan. So, and it said Kol Talsin Yomin Mahavdu Talmudei, he goes over his learning. Lav Davka Kol Talmudo, Rashi the Tosfos says, it doesn't mean all of his learning, everything he learned since he began as a little boy learning Torah. Elo Kol Masho Yalomid B'Shloshim Yom HaYochozer, every 30 days, at the conclusion of 30 days, he would go over the learning of the last 30 days. HaYochozer HaKol Lefanov B'Yom Shloshim V'Echor, on day 31, he had a regimen of after every 30 days, namely on day 31, he would go over all his learning beforehand, which is unique to Rav Chiya bar Abba as opposed to Rav Binyamin bar Yefes, giving more authority or credence or reliability to the ruling of Rav Chiya bar Abba. We should point out that both Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Binyamin bar Yefes were quoting Rav Yochanan, but it was felt that it's more reliable to go with Rav Chiya bar Abba's version of Rav Yochanan because of this and other characteristics. It was mentioned in the Gemara, the next Tosfos makes reference to Rav Yochanan's eating a Zayas Moliach, and the Zayas Moliach literally is a salted olive, but yet this was brought in the context of cooked vegetables and fruits. And the question here is that how does a salted olive have anything to do with cooking things? So Tosfos in two short words, explains the connection. Umaliach kiroseach. That which is salted, of course heavily salted, it has the same halachic status as something that's cooked up, that's boiled up. Hence, the eating of the Zayas Moliach and the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz that Rabbi Yochanan recited over it shows that the cooking doesn't change the bracha. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.